Okay, we'll start at the top of Tamach Ched. Yesterday we left off. The Gemara was searching for the source, for the fact that Kedushin are not posting when it comes to Arayot. Where it says we have that, or we've learned it out from Akos Isha, where the Pasuk explicitly says, right, that there is no Kedushin forged there, and we use the additional Pasuk to teach us both with Chathchila and B'di'evet. Now to extend that from Akos Isha to the other Arayot, Gemara says that we have a Hekesh. The Hekesh is that the Parsha, at the end of Parsha Arayot, concludes by including all the Arayot, bring them all together as one package. So there's a Hekesh that draws all the Arayot together to tell us that, that not only does it apply to Achot Isha in terms of the restriction or the inability to generate Kiddushin, but applies to all the Arayot. The problem that you have is that there are certain things that are found in the Parshat Arayot, right, where Kiddushin are toasted. So how do you get those excluded, or how do you get them out of the Parsha? So the first one is the one of Nida. That's what the Gemara is discussing now. Where it says, Yehochi Afilu Nido Nami. If that's the case, why is it Nida? Why don't we say by Nida that Kiddushin aren't toasted? It's in Parshat Arayot. It's included in the Tekesh, so therefore it should also have the problem that Kedushin are not toksin. Right? The Alama, we know, Amar Baya Komodim. Everyone agrees that a Bala Nida, Bala Sota, Shein of Lad Mamzer. Right? That we know that a baby or a Zera that's born from a Nida and from a Sota, that is, Shein of Lad Mamzer. That the Vlad is not considered a Mamzer. And we saw before that there is a Kesher Aduk, there's a clear connection between the lack of Kiddushin, right, and the creation of a mamzer. The only way you can create a mamzer is if there is no Kiddushin. If there is Kiddushin, no mamzer. So if you're here, you know already there's no mamzer, you know there is Kiddushin that can be formed over here. So the fact that Kiddushin can be formed goes against, right, the Hekesh that we just established here. The other case is Sota. Sota is a case where he's, the Gemara brings this, this is a case for Rabbi Akiva, really. It's an Easter lab. And despite the fact that it's an Isur Lav, Rabbi Akiva says in this instance that there is no mamzer created out of this case of Sota. The Gemara uses the pasuk actually from Machzor Grushato.
Who says that?
Sorry?
Who says that?
Rabbi Akiva, who believes that Chayvi Lavin, right, generate mamzerim. But anywhere, all Chayvi Lavin.
I thought you just put
someone else. So in Sota, right, we have a case of, it's called Machzor Grushato, but the case is not exactly, right, the same. They quote the psukim from Devarim, right? That person who is Baal HaSota, someone who, right, his a husband that then has relations with the Sota after the Kilah of Nistara, after all that, right? Avilei Balav, that has a lab of Lo Yuchol Bala Rishon, right? That Bala Rishon can't come back to her. The psukim are really Pashup Shah talking about a case of Machzor Grushato, but the Gemara over there says that Darshan, in Yevamot, that it's really referring to a Sota. So there's a lav on a person who has been kinei, right, and there's been stira by sota to then have relations with his quote-unquote wife, right, that is a sota. That lav, according to Rabbi Akiva, throughout Shas, lav generates mamzer. That's an exception to the rule that sota over there does not generate a mamzer. So here you have these exceptions to the case. I mean, sota is not in the Parsha Barayot, so it's less problematic. But nida, which is found in the Parsha Barayot, right, now presents us with a problem. It goes down outside the Hekesh. So Gemara says, no, we have a stew. Amar Chizki, Amar Kra, V'dihi Nidata, Alav. And then, Afilu B'shat Nidata, Teiba Havaya. So V'dihi Nidata, Alav means right there, Havaya. Havaya is a term that we use many places that means Kedushin. Right, so here you're able, even in Zman HaNida, you're able to, Mekadosh, you're able to generate Kedushin. Or the other possibility also is that Tinino Do Alav, is that the baby that is born, right, will only have nidata alav. That it will only have the shem nida. I mean, there's only a ben nida, and he's not a mamzer. The two are, I mean, in some sense they're interchangeable, because if the child is not a mamzer, then there is kedushin. If there is kedushin, there is no mamzer. The same idea that the only problem here is nida, and the problem of mamzeris is not entered in this case. So it says, mistay. So now, let's look at this. Now we have two paradigms that we set up in Parshat Arayot. We have the paradigm of Achot Isha, which says no Kiddushin, and we have the paradigm of Nida, which says yes Kiddushin. Then we have a Hekesh at the end of the Parsha that says that bring all the Arayot together. Who says that, why not make everything like Nida? Why do you have to make everything like a chotisha? It says, ikalai kusha alanita, ikalai kusha la chotisha. My chazit, demaksha lahu la chotisha, aksha alanito. Why not? Why says, kula bechumra, lechumra makshina. When you have a choice in a hekes, you go to kula lechumra, we're going to go lechumra over here. The question is, what is the chumra? What's the chumra? Which side is the chumra over here? By
chumra is making children mamzerim.
Right, so that's right. David says, which is truth, but that is what the Gemara is after, is that making mamzerim is the chumra. But there is a possibility, you could have suggested, that the chumra is that there is, right, there is kiddushin. In the case where there's no kiddushin, she's muteret to chol olam. If you say that there is kiddushin generated over here, then she is asura li olam. So that could be the chumra. Right, so that's it. So there are two choices. Either the chumra is that there is kiddushin, or the chumra is that producing mamzer. That's what Tosu says. Tosu says, Rashi both say here, that the chumra is the mamzer. Mamzer is more chumor, and therefore when you make the hekesh, you're going to go the hekesh to the side that generates the mamzer, and that's the side of bringing the hekesh with a achot isha. Now, interesting enough, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we discussed before, Tosus mentioned that the Gemara was asking the question according to Rabbi Yeshua because everybody, according to everyone else, you create Mamzerim, no Kedushin, so it's simple. The Gemara yesterday, when we were discussing where do we know that there is no piece of Kedushin, was according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that by Chayvei Kriyus, right, that by Chayvei Kriyus, right, there is no Mamzerim. And therefore, we need to know, how do you know there is no Kedushin? That's what Tosus said the Gemara yesterday was after. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, that says there is no Mamzer B'chayvei Kriyus, what Chumra is it? Then how do you discuss Chumra? What's the Chumra over here by Arayot? If you say it goes with that of Achot Isha, right, that there is no Kiddushin, you still don't create a Mamzer. Right, on the other hand, if you go with Sa'ad Nido, then you have Kiddushin, and then she's a Surah Le'olam. So why not say that that's the Chumra, go with Sa'ad Nido? So it says, nevertheless, that what? That a person who is not, when the Kiddushin are not tofaced by them, even according to Bishu, where they're not a mamzer, they're still a pogum. So that's the chumra. The sad chumra would be that he's a pogum. Alright, so now the Gemara concluded. Hekesh from Achot Isha tells us no kiddushin atosin by all the arayot. So now the Gemara says, Rabacha barakav amar achi v'kav chumra mi yivama. Why don't we learn out that there's no piece of kiddushin from kav chumra mi yivama? Ma yivama shehi belav. Right, that a yivama, which only has a restriction of a lav. Right, which is that she can't call the chutzah, right? That she has to wait for the brother and that she's not allowed to eat the chutzah. She's not allowed to go out to marry out of the brother. Lo tapsi ba kiddushin, nevertheless, kiddushin are not tofes by a yivama. Chayve mitos, chayve kritos, lo koshkin. And certainly when we're talking about mitos and kritos, then certainly to be that kiddushin shouldn't be tofes. And we could just learn it out, but kapa chomer me yivama. Right, that's eoch, shar chayve laminami. If you're going to learn from Yavama, Yavama is a lav. If that's the case, that it's a paradigm for lav, then say that all lavin, right, should have no kiddushin b'topsin. So Amar Abba, Chayvi Lavin, Behejik Tifuhu. Chayvi Lavin, we know explicitly, are m'topis by kiddushin. How do you know that? That's the parsha of, right, Yifat Tawar is the parsha in the beginning of Kitese. That afterwards, after the parsha of Yifat Tawar, there's a story about a man who marries two women. And he has two women. He has what? One of them is loved, and one of them is hated. Kiti end of the ish tein hashem achat uva achat nuah. He has one wife that he loves, and one wife that he dislikes or he hates. Right. So first of all, the parsha says kiti ena. Right. Tiena means that there is kedushin forged over here. So kiti ena, and then he has an uva and it's nuah. The chi ish nuah lifnei amakom, ba'avuah lifnei amakom, uva lifnei amakom. Right. What do you mean? Love. This wife is loved, and this wife is hated. That should be irrelevant to the halacha. I mean, what this person's subjective views of his wives are, right, should be irrelevant to the halacha. And yet, the Torah now is premising or, you know, prefacing here now halacha that's going to be determined by the ahuva and the snua over here. So it has to be something that's objectively ahuva and objectively snua. Because the parsha over there says, lo yakir, let's say, right, the bechor, that you can't give pishnayim to the son of the Ahuvah, who is not the Bechor. You have to give the double portion to the Bechor. But if you're talking about his love, subjective love for his wife, or his hate for his wife, that should be, no one has to say to halacha, based on how he feels about his wife, should be irrelevant to what the halacha is. It has to be that there is an objective snuah and ahuvah here that would influence who you give to the Bechora, and the Torah has to come and say, no, give the money to the Bechor. So what is that? Ahuva ben Yisrael. Snua ben Yisrael. Ahuva and Snua references the marriage here. It's a good marriage, bad marriage. What is that? Makama Machmana, Kitiyena. Right, that, nevertheless, even though they have one good marriage and one bad marriage, Kitiyena, there is still Kiddushin. What is a good marriage and a bad marriage? A good marriage is a normal marriage that has no restriction. A bad marriage is a marriage where we have a chiyuvei lav, where a person is, through the marriage, is violating a lav, and nevertheless there is kedushin tovsin. That is a snuah, right? That's snuah b'nisuah, because that's an inappropriate marriage. That inappropriate marriage then generates the avah and the snuah, which is an objective avah and snuah. And there the Torah comes to say, despite the fact that it is an inappropriate marriage, the bechor is still the bechor from the snuah.
To learn from loving
them. Right, so that's the answer to that. You have to learn that it's a gilui milsa in arayot, because Yavama is more like the parsha of arayot, and therefore it fits more into the parsha of arayot, because they should ach, it has other things in it, therefore you would learn from there. The problem now becomes for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva thinks that chayvei lavin don't generate, right, kiddushin. So then Rabbi Akiva, the Marian kiddushin, talks to me, chayvei lavin, kitiyena, but my mukim. How is he going to explain the puzzle? Fine. So he doesn't learn from there. But on the other hand, how does he explain the case of Kitiyena on the Shtei Nashim? What's the case where you have an Nisuin that's Nuah, right? And the Kedushin are Tovsin. You say, the Gemara says, V'amana, the Kohen Gadol. Then we had an Amana to a Kohen Gadol. Uke Rabbi Simai. This is what we had before Rabbi Simai. Right, Rabbi Simai, the son of Rabbi Simai, I'm going to Rabbi Kiva, I'm saying, I'm there, Chutz, I'm going to Kohen Gadol. The Rabbi Kiva makes all Kiyuvei Lavin, have it so that Kedushin are not Tovsin, and then there is one there, except for the exceptional cases, Amana to Kohen Gadol. Shariyam Ratora, Lo Yichalel, right, by a Amana Kohen that says Lo Yichalel Ezero, right? Chilulim Oseh, Be'en Oseh Mamzerut. You only generate Chalal, you only generate a Chalal out of this, but not Mamzerut. If you don't generate Mamzerut, that means that the Kedushin are Tovsin. So it's a unique case by Amana Kohen Gadol that the only outcome of such a relationship is a Chalal and not a Mamzer. So therefore, Amana Kohen Gadol will be a inappropriate marriage that has a chiyuv lav associated with it and doesn't produce mamzerut. So going to Rabbi Akiva, that would be the case, right? By the case in Kitiyena L'Shei Nashim, the case of an Amana L'Kohen Gadol. Right. Oh, well, the Rabbi Yishvav, the Amar Bov, and it's Aveyach Al Akiva Ben Yosef. So Rabbi Yishvav, who says, let's, we got to shout, we got to take care of Rabbi Akiva Ben Yosef. It says, Shayomer Kosh Ein Lo Biyab Yisrael Vlad Mamzer. That anything that does not work, any inappropriate marriage, any inappropriate relationship, by definition, is a vlad mamzer. So he would say, even an amon of the Kohen Gadol is a producer of mamzer and the kedushin are not tovsin. How are you going to explain the case of kitiyena on the Shtei Nashim? So hanichu the Rabbi Yishvav ilach chukim mid Rabbi Simai ka'ate shapir. If you say that Rabbi Yishvav is coming only to argue on Rabbi Simai and say you're wrong about amon of the Kohen Gadol, even amon of the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Kiva believes produces a mamzer. Then you have other cases left over, which are chiyuvei aseh. Edomi, right, Moavi, things that are left over that Chiyuv say that even Rabbi Kiva will agree, don't do Mamzerus. So that will be the case. The case of Kitiyena L'Shei Nashim will be a case of a Aseh, where there's an Easter Aseh. When there's an Easter Aseh, then that will be the case of Kitiyena L'Shei Nashim. Right. Or even Ella, E Taimo de Nafshe Kamar. But if Rabbi Yishvav is making an independent statement, in that Rabbi Akiva. No, not Cholik, but he says Rabbi Akiva is even Cholik in Isra Aseh, that it produces the Mamzer. Even everything. Afilu Chayavei Aseh would be included in the Mamzeris of Rabbi Akiva. But my Mukim law, then how are you going to explain the case of, right, Kitiyena L'Shei Nashim? What is a Nisuin that's Nuah if you can't create a Nisuin that doesn't have a Mamzeris that's generated by it? So it says, Bibu'ula l'Kohen Gadol. He came up with the one case, right? Bibu'ula l'Kohen Gadol. So we know that a Kohen Gadol is restricted in a Grusha and a Chalutza, just like a Kohen Hedjot. He's restricted in an Almanah, which is an additional level. He may not marry a widow. But in addition to that, the Kohen Gadol is required to Bitula Miyamah Vikakisha, that he must take a Bitula. So if a Kohen Gadol marries a Bi'ula, right, then, if he marries a Bi'ula, then he is over and Aseh. So when it says,
but the kids are not Mamzerim.
What? The kids are not Mamzerim.
Why is the relationship doesn't?
So my Shnah Mishah. Why is my Shnah? What's the difference between this Aseh and all the other Aseh where you said Rabbi Yishvav says that he creates Mamzerim? He says, Mishum David Le Aseh Shein Shavu Batol. It's an assay that is not equal to everyone. It's unique. It's a small assay that's unique to a Kohen Gadol. In that instance, everybody agrees that that doesn't create a mamzer. You need
what about
a
Kohen
Gadol? What?
What about a Mano Kohen Gadol when you say the same thing?
A Mano, the Kohen Gadol is allowed.
Oh,
so we don't have an
issue. In a lab, we don't divide if it's me or the person.
No, no. It's only the assay. If it's an assay, we have an Isra assay.
The Isra assay is weaker to begin with, and he has an Isra assay where
with
it's real name.
Right. So that's not good, Mazir. So anyway, by the way, how do you create over here? It's interesting here to create the case of Be'ula, the Kohen Gadol. How do you create such a case? It shows on the right track. It's a Pnuya. It's a case of Pnuya. Right? That has Bia. Anybody. Meaning that as long as it wasn't some sort of Kuna, a Pnuya that has Bia with someone, it's not called a Zona. As opposed to our modern day term of Zona, right?
So we had it before,
right? A Pnuya, someone who is a woman, a single woman, right, who has relations with an individual who is not Pasul the Kuhuna, not Pasul, doesn't make her Pasul the Kuhuna, it's not Pasul the Kuhuna, that woman is not classified as a Zona. The exact opposite of how we classify Zona today, right? As opposed to Zona, in the Torah's term, analogy, is someone who has a relationship with either someone who's restricted to them or someone who's Pasul the Kuhuna, that makes him to a Zona, makes him inappropriate for the Kuhuna going forward. So the case here, her being a bi'ula without having a restriction of kohen is a case where she is a pnuya that had bi'ula with someone that's not restricted to her. Now she's no longer a bi'ula, but she's not restricted from marrying a kohen because she's not quote unquote a zona. Now there is an opinion, in the Gemara, right, that says that even a pnuya that has bi'ula is classified as a zona, right? So what are you going to do with that case? So that case, you have to do a case where he married a Tano, that's what she was
interested in.
Right, and they had Mio. Very
good. A few weeks ago.
They have a case where he married a Tano, when someone married a Tano, then they divorced her, but that didn't divorce her through Get, but did it through Mio, which is Okir the Kidushimi Kara. So now you don't have an Amana Grusha, you don't have an Amana Grusha. So that's why it's even according to Rabbi Lazar, who says that a Pnuyan, who has Bia, has been classified as a Zona, it is classified as a Zona. You come up with the case, we have a Tano, who was married, and then had Mio, which says that there was no kiddushin, and that's how you can generate a bi'ula that doesn't have the other restriction of a kohen, of an amana, grusha, or chalutza. You have to come up with one of these two cases to generate such a. Right, now the Gemara asks for Rabbanon. Now this is what Joel was asking before. Well, why don't you take chayv priests all these things? We say we take the least kiddush. If you want to take the least kiddush, then Rabbanon the mukilav chayv lav and nukma chayv yaseh. Why does the Rabbanon? If you want to take the least kiddush, then okay, fine. We were forced wherever we keep it to take the because of his shita. But according to Rabbanon, if you want to generate the least chiddush from Gideon of the Shtei Nashim and say that creates kiddushin, then also say that they are talking about chayiv yaseh. So it says, "Hainu chayiv yaseh b'mayninu." Right? What is the case here of the chayiv yaseh? Ishtehem mitzriot, shtehem snuot. If they're both mitzriot, then they're both bad kiddushin. Iachad mitzrit v'achad yisraelit. Right? We need Shtei Nashim Amachad B'inan. Because it sounds like the Snu'ah and the Ahuvah have to do with their relationship, not to do with their standing, that they're, whether they're from two different nations. Right? But I Bi'ula L'Kohen Gadol Mi Kiteid Kitiyana L'Kohen. If you say it's a Bi'ula L'Kohen Gadol, then where does the Parsha doesn't limit the whole Parsha? According to Rabbi Akiva, the Parsha is limited to a Kohen Gadol. Kitiyana L'Shtei Nashim is a very unique case of a Kohen Gadol. And even according to Rabbi Yishva beforehand, where we said it was an Isra Aseh, again, it's limited. Some of these things are limited to a very limited number of people where it's going to happen to. So then Rabbi Akiva about Korchek. Rabbi Akiva was forced into a corner, right? Shalkei Lekra, David Dokei, Kumuki Anavshe. Right? Rabbi Akiva was in a corner and had to set up the puzzle this way. Therefore, he leaves the puzzle shadow of the puzzle, which would say it applies to anybody, not just to a Kohen Gadol. And he sets it up as a Kohen Gadol, because that's his only choice. But if that's not your only choice, that's not the most logical argument to make that this is the Easter over here.
That's a little
scary. Right? Then it would be. Chayv Lavin would be the least kiddush that makes the most sense in the puzzle.
That's a little scary.
Alright, so I just point out here, Tosfos says over here, about Avas Nu'ah, he says that you shouldn't think in the Farish Bit Tzadeket Virishat Kama. Don't think that we're talking about a Tzadeket and a Rishat. That's what Avas Nu'ah here. Right, so you say, don't say that it's subjective. Meaning that the husband loves her, but why don't you say that one of them is a Tzadeket and one of them is a Rishat? Right, so that you can't say. Why? Because just because his mother is a Risha, why should he lose out in the Yerusha? Meaning that, why would you have an obligation to say that the father should give the good stuff to his son of the mother who is a Tzedeket, right? Meaning, why should the son be influenced by his mother's actions? I mean, that doesn't make sense. So, right, because his mother's a Rishah, you have seen Benashu B'Kor Nachato, Avah. Listen to this. Actually, they came into Rab in Nisuin. So here, now that the Gemara explains that his Rab is Nisuin. So again, that's his mother's problem. Why is it affecting the child? The Chayvi Lavin Sakodat Kamino, the Lav B'no Gomor. His relationship. That he may not really be his, I mean, he's not his son, really. He's not his total son.
Because
there is Kedushin, but still there's an Aveira associated with it, that takes away from his relationship with the son. That means that he's his son, but not totally his son.
Maybe Bukhar is not the Chirshid that he is.
Right. So this is the last case in the Gemara, and this is going to be a very important Gemara. Here we're going to discuss matrilineal descent. So the Mishnah says that any woman who does not have Kedushin, not only with the person she's marrying, but with no one, she's unable to generate Kedushin in general, then, right, the blood goes after the mother. The blood always goes after the mother when there is inability to generate Kedushin. So now, there are two cases the Mishnah mentioned. One is Shivcha. Right, the Shivcha Kenani has no ability to generate Kedushin with anyone. Therefore, if someone marries the Shivcha Kenani, the children go after the Shivcha, and they will be They'll be Avadim, Avdei Kenani. Now, the other side was the Nachris, right, a non-Jewess. If you marry that case, again, that's a marriage that won't be co-faced with anybody. In that case, again, the child will go after the mother, which means that the child will not be Jewish. So Gemara wants to know, how do you know these? So Gemara says, right, these two cases. So Gemara says, Shivcha Kenanit Minala. How do we know that a Shivcha Kenanit, right, that it's not toe-faced? How do you know that Kedushin are not toe-faced by Shifu Kananit? Amar Rabun Amar Akra, the Pasuk says, Shulachem Boyim Achamor, right, when Avram is going up, right, to do the Akedah, right, he takes with him, right, he has Ishmael and Eliezer with him, right, and he says to them, Shulachem Boyim Achamor, you guys stay here with the Chamor, Am Hadomel Achamor, right, there's some sort of equivalence drawn between the Kanani and the Chamor, that their status is the same status of a chamor, just like you can't generate kiddushin with a chamor, you can't generate kiddushin with a right with a kananit. We had this in the Gemara earlier from a woman who converts. If you remember that, the Rashi says that the woman who converts in the cha, right, shinui gadol mizeh. There's no greater change than this. That she's going from the status of a behemah to the status of a right a human. Yeah, that is this classification or this equivalence drawn between a chamor and a shiva kananit. So Rashi says ashkuchan lo tafsin ba kiddushin. Right, that explains that Kedushin are untoasted by Shiv Kanani. How do you know that? How do you know that the offspring is like her? The Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Aisha Vila Da Yadunea. So the Mishpatim, when it discusses a Shiv Kanani, right, it talks about, says that the children that are born from a marriage between an Ebony Bri, who's a full Jew, and a Shiv Kanani, the children born of that marriage, who do they belong to? They belong to the master. Why? Because the Shivcha Kenani belongs to the master, therefore the children belong to the master. If that's the case, the Eved Ivri is a full Jew, has no relationship with these kids. They're not his kids. So you see that the kids follow the mother and not the father. So that is it in Shivcha Kenani. How do we know about Nachris in general? So Amar Kra Lo Titchatein Bam. Right, that you cannot marry them. What does it mean not marry them? Lo tielecha kitun bam. You have the inability to generate kiddushin with him. Now the Gemara says, Ashkafana lo tafte be kiddushin. Right, now he's pointing to me that there is no tfisa kiddushin with a non-Jew because it says lo tichatein bam, you're unable to generate kitun. Vlada kemota minolan. How do you know that the vlad is not, it goes after the mother and not after the father?
So, when the Pasuk says lo tichatein, I would understand it to mean,
I like your question. Those are that, but later on in the Gemara we're going to see that Lotit Chatein Bam, that Rava in the Gemara establishes that Lotit Chatein Bam is actually after Geirus, after the convert. A Kenani that converts, there's still a restriction against marrying a Kenani who converts because Lotit Chayek on the Shema. All Kenanim need to be wiped out and they're not allowed to join Klal Yisrael at all. Can't even accept Geirim from Kenan. So truly the Gemara later on says that Geirus, only the Lotit Chatein Bam, is an Easter after Geirut. And after they convert, right, you're not allowed to marry them, or not allowed to have Kitun with them. So this pasuk, according to the Gemara later on, is not even referring to marrying a non-Jew. So it doesn't say that this is the Miskon of the Gemara. Here at this point in the Gemara, it's a Havmiya. You're going to see later on, the Gemara is actually going to come back to this point and have to learn it, because there's a problem, Lo Tit Chatein Bam. Lo Tit Chatein Bam is spoken about the Shiva Avamim. only about the Shiva Amim. How do you know about non-Jews outside the Shiva Amim that look Chatein Bam? So Gemara now is going to have to bring an additional pasuk. Once Gemara brings an additional pasuk, the Gemara is not going to need the pasuk look Chatein Bam. So this is really only a Havamim that they're going to use Chatein Bam. The Gemara is going to come back here and then reject this as the answer. Now, the next part of the Gemara I'm going to read is the Machlokas Rashi tells us how to read this Gemara. Very difficult. I'm going to read through the whole Gemara, the entire Gemara like Rashi, and I'll come back and show, I'll point out what the problem with Rashi is right away, and then we'll come back and learn the way Tosfos learns. So it says, Vada Kamota Minolan. How do we know that the blood of a non-Jew goes after her? If you're married, a Jew marries a non-Jewish woman, that the blood follows her. Already opened a Mishimba Mishimba Yochai, Damar Kra, after the parish of Lotus Chedban, it says, don't marry them. Why? Ki Asirat Bimcha Me'acharai. Right, that because they may take your child away from me. Right, so now there are two things in this pasuk that are special. One is yasir, which is a male conjugation. Right, ki yasir is a male conjugation. Number two is et bincha, which is your son. So now, what are we worried about here? We're speaking, the father worried about the fact that ki yasir. Yasir now refers to what must be a non-Jewish male here. Your Jewish daughter married a non-Jewish male. So now what are we afraid of? Ki yasir. This male, right, that is now part of the family, your son-in-law, right, now ki yasir. He's going to come and change, or he's going to take away who? So you should have written ki yasir as bitcha, that he'll move your daughter, meaning that he's going to move your daughter away from Judaism. But the pasuk on the other hand doesn't say bitcha, but says bincha. Bincha must be referring to your grandson. So that's why, so over here, based on this, Rashi says that ki yasir means that in a marriage, right? The Torah there talks about two marriages. It talks about marriage of a non-Jewish male to a Jewess, right? In the case of a female non-Jew to a Israel, to a regular, to a male Jew. So the Gemara, then the Sukkim continue, and it says, Yasir bin Chameacharai. The reason not to do this is because Yasir bin Chameacharai. Which of those two cases it's referencing? So what I'm saying to you is that the use of the verb ki yasir in the male conjugation tells it's referring to a case where it's a non-Jewish male, right? And then the use of bincha instead of bincha teaches you it's referring to your grandson and not to your daughter. A son that's born from a Jew, meaning that a Jewish woman is called bincha. But a child that's born from a non-Jewish woman is not called your son, but called her son. Over here, if it was going to reference that way, it should have said ki tatsir, right, et bincha or et bincha me'acharai. That's how it should have been written in order to capture the other side, and it doesn't. So Amar Ravina Shma Mina. As we conclude, ben bincha abba min ovet kochavim kori bincha. Right, that your grandson that comes from your daughter, even from a non-Jewish male, non-Jewish son-in-law, is considered your son, meaning that it's considered a Jewish child. The problem, this is Rashi's chat, the problem with Rashi's chat is that Ravina says nothing different than Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Meaning that, what did Ravina add that wasn't true in the case beforehand? Right, so that's just, I'm pointing out the problem, that's what Tosfos has to deal with. Now we'll go forward in Gemara. Neima kasava Ravina. So maybe Ravina, let's say Ravina holds, Obi kochavim be'evet abba bat Yisrael. Obi kochavim be'evet abba bat Yisrael. Vlad mamzer. Let's say that the Vlad is mamzer. Why? First of all, Kedushin are not tofsin. We just said Lotit Chatein Bam. Kedushin is not tofsin. Number two, we said that if they're Jewish. So if they are Jewish and no Kedushin tofsin, what do we produce?
Mamzer.
Right? The Gemara says, Nehi the kosher lohavi, mamzer lohavi. No, fine. They're not a kosher, but they're also not a mamzer over here. Possible mikre. That there's this in between state here, that they are not considered mamzerim according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Ravina, but rather they have this status, they're not ksherim, but nevertheless they are psulim, but not mamzerim. Right, says, how the Shiva goyim see shahu mot min alon? How do you know about all other nations? So where it says, Emer kra ki yasir bin cha, l'rabot kol amisirim. Then when it says, ki yasir bin cha, the worry, or the fear of having your child, your grandchild, right, taken away to a Avodah Zarah, to worship a Avodah Zarah, is equally applicable to the Kananim as it is applicable to other nations. So when it says, Anichu the Rabbi Shimon the Darish time of the Krah, that works well because Rabbi Shimon will believe that we are Darish time of the Krah. So the whole reason Losit Chatein Bam is because of Ki Asir Zincha. Don't marry them because they're going to take your child away to a Avodah Zarah, your grandchild away to a Avodah Zarah. So that's equally applicable to a Kanani as it is to any other nation. So therefore we would say that it applies to everybody. That works according to Rabbi Shimon. El Rabbono, and the Rabbono don't darshan time in the Krah. What are you going to say? My time. Again, there is a reason to believe that Canaan would have a unique status, and that's what the Gemara says in other places, that Canaan, it were ukim, adukim, be'avodah zarah. They were very tied in. They were very involved in avodah zarah. They did it b'shita, that they worshipped the avodah zarah. The nations outside of Canaan, the Gemara says, min havir avodayim b'yadayim. That they didn't, they worshipped avodah zarah, because that's the religion that was passed down to them from their forefathers. Not that they were b'shita over the avodah zarah. Therefore, there is a reason to believe that there's a difference between nations outside of Canaan and inside of Canaan.
Uh-huh.
Alright, so there, according to Rabbanan, now we can understand why the Torah would only spoken about Canaanites and not anybody else. So my time out, the Mercedes, so what do we have? We have a pasuk by Yifat Tawar. It says by Yifat Tawar that after he takes her into the house, Vachar Kain, Tavoe Leha, Uve Alta. Right? So afterwards, Michlal. Vimikara lotakti bakidushin, that only after he brings her into the house, meaning only after he converts her and then makes her into a Jewess, then kavoa la uvalta, then he will be ba'alea and valta, meaning that only then can he generate the kidushin with the Yifat Tawar. Meaning until this point, before this point in time, there was no, right, there was no kidushin. So ashkechan lotakti bakidushin, right, now we find that there's no tzitzit of the kidushin. Vlad kamoto minyalan, how do you know that the Vlad follows her? Amagra kitiyena the ish, right, the yaldulo. Ko eka du kreenin be kitiyena, kreenin be the yaldulo. When do we say, right, this again, kitiyena, right after Tarsha, Yifat Tawar, said kitiyena the ish te nashim, achadu va, achad snu'a. So over there, where it says kitiyena the ish, tiyena is a form of kiddushin. Only if you can generate kiddushin, the yaldulo, will the children be, right, listed after him. So here, again, since there's no kiddushin by the Nachrit, therefore, the children will not follow him. So now again, now once you have this, you don't need the pasuk of Lotzi Chatein Bam, you don't need that. Now the Gemara already has the pasuk that can clear everything through it. And in any place that we don't have Kiddushin, we don't follow the children, don't follow him. Gemara says, Iochi Shifcha Nami. So if that's the case, you could learn Shifcha from here. Why do you need a separate pasuk from Shifcha? No Kiddushin tells him by Shifcha. Therefore, I know what that the children don't follow him; they follow the Shifcha. Gemara says, "Eino Chanami." So that's true. You're right. Now we have one pasuk that covers everything. No Kiddushin, Vlad doesn't follow him.
So now,
what are you going to do with that extra pasuk? Gemara says, "Tanya, we have a brisa. What? Omer leShifcha Tov, Hariat Bat Chorin." He says to his Shifcha, "You are a free woman." She's pregnant now. She's pregnant now with a child. So you are permitted for vladcha eved, right? Then the vladot stay with me. So I mean, you're going to give birth to a child. That child's going to stay with me, but you are free. So Mary said, havlad kamota divrei Rabbi Yosi glili. Rabbi Yosi says that you can't separate the two. If she's free, the child's free. If she's in shifcha, then the child's in eved. He's able to do this. He's able to separate between the Shifcha and the Vlad. The Shifcha will be a Shifcha, will be free, and the Vlad will belong to him. That the woman and the children belong to other now. It says, my Talmud. What's the proof to the coming from this? Come say that, Rav Kayimim, what is the proof from? So I'm a Rabbah, no, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That pasuk is a proof for Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Aisha, Vila Adat, that when the Isha is the Adon, then the Yeladim are to the Adon. When the Isha is not to the Adon, then the Yeladim are also not to the Adon.
I sort of meant that a lot of people are going to be Yossi, but because there's another pasuk that comes to teach you that says that.
Right, but that doesn't prove the Chacham's position, Isha Vila Adat. Isha Vila Adat seems to say that they go hand in hand. Right, that is like Rabbi Yosef Glili. So that's what says. It is Rabbi Yosef Glili's din. You can't separate between the woman and the
Glili's.
Right, so that's right. So according to Chacham, we have to find a different limud for each other. Alright, now I'm going to go back and explain to you Tosos. Tosos has the problem that we pointed out in Rashi that Rabbi Yochanan, according to the way Rashi is going here, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim, Rabbi Yochai, and Ravina say the exact same thing. So Tosos says that the interpretation here is wrong. And what it means, Ki Yasir has been Cha. Right, and is actually referring to what? Ki Yetzirat Bincha is referring to to the father-in-law and to your son. Right, so what's the case? Let's go through the case here. Here you have your son, right? A Jewish son, marries a non-Jewish woman. Your son, your Jewish, right? Your Jewish son marries a non-Jewish woman. So now, this is how Tosfos explains it. Ki Yatsira Bincha. Yatsira is a male conjugation. Who's the male here? The father-in-law. The father-in-law of your son, right, is Ki Yatsira Bincha. Is going to move your child away from Judaism. So the case, the pasuk that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Bar Yochai brings down is Ketziret Bincha. Again, you have a Jewish child, that literally your child, that your Jewish child marries a non-Jewish woman. When he marries a non-Jewish woman, what are we afraid of? We're afraid that you're his father-in-law, right? Ketzir, his father-in-law is going to move him away from Judaism. He's going to take him away from Judaism. Right, so that's the worry in the pasuk. Ravina comes to add on afterwards, what? Ravina comes and says, well, from this I can prove, what, that a child born to a Jewish, right, a child born to a Jewish woman is a Jewish child. I'll read you the, right, Vadayit, Milishna Dechi Asirat Bincha, and the Lashem Kirti Bincha, the Mashma, Miut, Umimayit, what does it exclude? Ben Bincha, your grandchild, Melotiv Ki Yitzi Reim, right, when you're going to take both of them away, Oki Asirat Zaracha, right, that it takes away everything. So the fact that the Torah is only worried about taking away your son from Torah and not your grandson tells you, number one, that your grandson's not Jewish. Right? So that's the only thing we learn from Mishum Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yochanan, is that your child born from a non-Jewish woman is not Jewish. Because the Torah is only worried about the father-in-law taking away your son from Judaism. Grandson's not even mentioned in the pasuk. Could have mentioned the pasuk, it could have said a plural kiyusirim, or it could say kiyusirim et zarachah, which would include both your son and your grandson. So from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we learn two things. One is the pasuk is referencing your son. Number two is that your grandson's not Jewish. But what about Avakatev Yodanam Ovis Chachamim Abay Israeli? The pasuk does not address the situation of a non-Jew marrying a Jewish, marrying your daughter. When you have a Jewish daughter, what's the status? Madino. Va'at Ravina. That's the Chiddush of Ravina. Ravina comes along to discuss with Kamar, Shema Mina, Ben Bitcha, Haba Mina Ovi Kochavim Kare Bitcha. That your grandchild born from your daughter is your child. Why? Because by your daughter it doesn't say, Lo Titein Livno, Ki Asirik Bitcha, Me'acharai. What's missing in the puzzle, we don't say that we're worried about the father-in-law taking your daughter away from Judaism. Benidik Mina, from that we can be Medayik, Talea Hikbid Rachmana. Right, that on her the Torah is makpik. He said, "Kinan gavet bito lo tikach the bin cha." Umedelo kamar hachi shmamina the ben bitcha b'amino zechum kari bitcha. The fact that the Torah right does not makpik in that intuition, the hikpik kara tarvayu. Right, that the Torah was makpik on both of them, and therefore it doesn't write ki asirat bitcha me'acharai. Because had it written ki asirat bitcha me'acharai, what do I would have thought? If the Torah read Kisir Bitcha Karai, I would have thought that what we worried about is your daughter being taken away. But the child born to your daughter is also not your child, and therefore we don't worry about it. The fact that the Torah eliminated that Kisir at all, Kisir Bitcha, teaches you that not only is your daughter Jewish, but also your grandchild is Jewish. And that's the Kiddush of Ravina. The Tosafot says that they said the Gemara has two stages here. There's the stage of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that says that the Pasuk is teaching us that your child born to a non-Jewish woman is not a Jewish child. How do I know that? Because the Torah says, I'm worried about a marriage of your son to a non-Jewish woman. When your son marries a non-Jewish woman, I'm worried about what? Yetzir Bincha Me'acharai. That I'm worried about them taking your child, your son, away from Judaism. Your grandson? Irrelevant. Why is your grandson irrelevant? Because it's not your grandson. He's not Jewish. Alright, now we come to the other side. What? Oh, what about your granddaughter? That's what a Ravina comes to address. What about your daughter when she marries a non-Jew? What should the Pasuk have said? Ki Asir Bitcha Me'acharai. The father-in-law is going to take away your daughter. Why did the Pasuk not say Bitcha? Because if it had said Bitcha, it would have said, not only am I taking away your daughter, that means your granddaughter, your grandchild is not Jewish. And that's not true. So the Pasuk didn't mention at all about your daughter, because it implies, implies both that your daughter and your grandchild are Jewish.
They could have wrote, I mean, children both of them. You are concerned that...
Right, right. So that's true, right. I think the difficulty, which
that's right.
But Yassin is saying the difficulty in Ravina Tam's Pshat is that the fact that it doesn't say ki yasir bitcha, it could have done the same thing, ki yasir ring. You could have done it in the plural for bitcha, or you could have said zaracha in the daughter side. In fact, if it doesn't say it over there, right, it's so questionable. But that's Ravina Tam's weakness in Rashi's Pshat is that Ravina and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai are saying the exact same thing. This is what's the Chiddush in the next stage in the Gemara. Right, the word is also the Chiddush that Ravina is adding is that a Jewish woman has a Jewish child when she's married to a non-Jew, as opposed to Rabbi Yosef Bar Yochai says a non-Jewish woman produces a non-Jewish child. Problem with your suggestion is that the deal according to Rabbeinu Tam is a little bit questionable, right, about the deal that he's making out.